Jackson of the Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map.
I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger flitching, see? See the vortex of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe. And it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Hey there, I hear it's your birthday. How old are you?
Well, I...
That's great. Would you like us to sing you a special song?
Hell no.
You got it. Ready, Signor Beaverati?
I'm already. And a one, and a two.
You're the birthday, you're the birthday, you're the birthday, boy or girl.
Good evening and welcome to another pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Fair, and I've got a special Songs from the Squid Pod for you this evening as we celebrate my birthday.
And there was much rejoicing.
That's right, it's an all-me show tonight, so we're going to feature all birthday-related tracks. And I did my best to keep it confined to the 80s as much as possible. But the selections do stray into the 70s and 90s, which of course is not that unusual in the Squid Pod. That being said, just about everyone's career in tonight's playlist has an appearance during the 80s. As usual, we'll start the show off tonight with the Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week, which is... On this day, September 11th in 1981, Ultravox released their fifth album, and their second to chart in the U.S. and Great Britain, where it reached number 4. Name the album. And the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week is Rage in Eden. Rage in Eden produced only two singles, The Thin Wall, which went to number 14 in Great Britain, and The Voice, which went to number 16 there. And the album itself did make the Billboard 200, but it also reached the top 20 in 5 countries. If you like 80s trivia, be sure to follow me on Twitter at SquidPodRadio, where I post the 80s trivia question of the week just before the show.
Okay, let's get down to it, Poppins.
What a decent night, huh?
It's my birthday.
You say it's your birthday. It's my birthday, too.
Don't do that, okay?
Hey, Jude.
Just stop it, okay? I mean, no offense, but I don't need a serenade right now.
Birthday. Well, it's my birthday too, yeah.
Biography might let them get to know the real you. Virtuous, heroic, nubile.
You left out Pleasant.
It's my birthday and I'll do what I want to.
Hey!
You, it's my birthday. Special holiday only for me, so do what I say. It's my party, make you cry if I want to. Only.
Hey!
You, it's not your birthday, so do what I say. So do what I say. Thanks, Mom didn't have an abortion. Oh, my birthday wouldn't be today. But I guess it's my good fortune. My birthday today, okay. For 24 hours, you're wishing me well. 364 days, I'm in hell. Oh, well. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
have accused you of being narcissistic.
No, I know. People think that I'm egotistical and narcissistic, but it's not true. I, as a matter of fact, if I did identify with a Greek mythological character, it would not be Narcissus.
Who would it be?
Zeus.
You are listening to the birthday edition of Songs from the Squid Pod here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, and yes, earlier this week was my birthday. Very excited about turning 21.
What?
Of course, I can't share any cake with you, but I've rounded up a bunch of musical treats that you might enjoy. For instance, we heard from Paul Weller and his cover of the Beatles' Birthday. That was released in 2012 in conjunction with Paul McCartney's 70th birthday. The Vandals were in there with Happy Birthday to Me from their 1995 release Live Fast Diarrhea. And Madonna wrapped it up with the B-Day song featuring M.I.A. That's off of her 2012 release MDNA. Plenty to get to tonight, folks, so let's dive right back into it.
Hey, did anybody read on the front page of the Times that matter is decaying? Am I the only one that saw that? The universe is gradually breaking down. There's not going to be anything left. I'm not talking about my stupid little films here. Eventually, there's not going to be any Beethoven or Shakespeare. Or...
Have a nice weekend.
Oh, great.
Marching on, and time is still marching on.
This day will soon be at an end, and now it's even sooner, and now it's even sooner, and now it's even sooner. This day will soon be at an end, and now it's even sooner, and now it's sooner still. You've ever been, and now you're even older, and now you're even older, and now you're even older. You're older than you've ever been, and now you're even older, and now you're older still.
You know, it says here that by the time the average American is 50, he's got 5 pounds of undigested red meat in his bowels.
Why are you telling me this? What makes you think I have any interest in that at all?
Well, you eat a lot of red meat.
Yeah.
Avengers? Earth's mightiest heroes.
Like Kevin.
He may be on the team. I don't know. I haven't been there in a while.
You know you're a grown man, right? Probably shave, pay taxes, have pubic hair.
All of those things.
Didn't send you no smoke. You didn't even.
Christmas Eve, he's born.
Thank you.
What a show. What a night. He's having fun.
You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with Savoir Faire on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your kids are going for a bike ride, you make sure they wear a helmet. They insist on skateboarding, add knee pads and elbow pads too. Swimming in the pool, water wings, goggles, earplugs. If we could pack our kids in bubble wrap, we'd do it. Because we love them, and we want to protect them. This is Lisa Edelstein with some very important news. Now there's an easy way to protect your kids 3 times a day. Choose healthy foods. Research has shown that a vegetarian diet rich in fruits, vegetables, and whole grains can help protect our kids against obesity. It can even help keep them from developing heart disease or cancer when they grow up. My friends at the Cancer Project are just waiting to hear from you, so they can send you important information on how to protect your children from the inside out. Just log on to cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. That's 866-906-WELL. This message brought to you by the Cancer Project.
Well, everybody needs a hobby.
So what's yours?
Resurrection.
You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. Just a reminder that this is a pre-recorded show. If you have any questions, comments, or requests, you are free to dial into the station, but please note that no one is there to take your call. Of course, you can always email me at squidpodradio@gmail.com, and if you're looking for the playlists and or archives of the show to stream at your leisure, you will find them on the station's website at WMFO.org under the schedule link at the top of the page. We started that last set off with They Might Be Giants and the track Older from their 1999 release Long Tall Weekend. The Sugar Cubes were in there with a Birthday from Life's Too Good from 1988. That was originally released in 1987, but they re-released it on their 1988 debut. The 80s hip-hop artist of the week was Luke, otherwise known as Luther Campbell of 2 Live Crew. And we heard the track It's Your Birthday off of his 1994 release Freak for Life, 6996. Ram Jam was in there from their 1977 self-titled debut. And we heard the track Too Bad on Your Birthday. You may remember them better for their big hit Black Betty from the same album. And Pet Shop Boys wrapped it up with a Birthday Boy from their 2002 album, Release. In case you're just joining us, this is the Savoir Faire Birthday Spectacular edition of Songs from Squid Pod. So let's get back to more songs about me.
You.
Yes, me.
We'll be right back.
best thing about being me, there's so many me.
We'll be right back. Kevin with a K.
No, two strip read.
She's not the right age. She's so afraid. Age. She's not the right.
Alienation is the thing. Tell me, dear, do I look thin? Is my physique holding up? Tell me, darling, I'm still a pup.
Age. She's so afraid. Age. She's not the right age. She's so afraid. Age. She's not the right.
She never seems to realize. Celluloid beauty never dies. Shivering in silhouette. 34 the minuet.
She's not the right age. She's so afraid. Age. She's not the right.
Darling, am I looking old? Tell me, dear, I must be told. You know it's $1 million fear. The blind's creeping over here.
What day is it? The date?
12th May. Thursday.
What year?
The 80s.
Thank you.
questions and see if that's fair. But ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Kevin one time.
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
You have been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with me, Savoir Faire. Hope you enjoyed my birthday edition of the Squid Pod. Please do not ask how old I am, but the fact I enjoy showcasing the music of the 1980s should tell you something. We've got time for one last song, but let's quickly run down what you've just heard. We started off with Peter Hamill and Birthday Special from his 1975 release, Nader's Big Chance. The 80s hair metal band of the week was Judas Priest, and we heard the track You Don't Have to Be Old to Be Wise from their 1980 release British Steel. X-Ray Specs gave us Age from their 1978 release Germ-Free Adolescence. And A Flock of Seagulls wrapped it up there with The Story of a Young Heart from their third album of the same name from 1984. Have a great weekend, everyone. Stay safe, and please wear a mask when you're out in public. I'm going to leave you with one last track here from The Godfathers.
You've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by Savoir Faire, on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
This is Savoir Faire.
If you're listening to this, you are the resistance.